Unit 14. Lesson B. Listening. Activity 3.
Internet rules? Surely there aren't any rules in Internet. I mean, you can find everything there, everything and anything.
Yes, that's true. But the rules don't say what can or can't be published.
No?
No. The rules are technical. The rules define the way different networks can communicate. They state how different networks should talk to each other.
Different networks? I thought we were talking about the Internet. Isn't that just one big network?
No, not at all. The Internet is a connection between many different networks. Each smaller network belongs to someone, but the Internet doesn't belong to anyone. Because it isn't a thing. In real terms, the Internet doesn't exist.
What do you mean the Internet doesn't exist? I can connect to it. In fact, I do connect to it every day to get my email.
No, you don't connect to the Internet. You connect to your ISP, a network provider. And your ISP provider is just a company with a network which is connected to another company, which is connected to another company and so on. That's why it's called the Internet.
So, what are the rules?
Imagine you want to send an email to a friend in Japan. You send a message to your ISP, who sends it to another and to another until it arrives in Japan. There have to be precise rules for how to do this, or the message would never get passed on without being corrupted.
So, if the Internet doesn't exist and doesn't belong to anyone, who makes the rules?
That's the interesting part.